This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, do you like to read while you're watching TV?
Oh, man.
877-881-1053. Let us know, because Corey was pitching something really exciting, and then he said, I had to read while I went along. And I was like,
I get it.
Either
way. I warned you.
Now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bashek.
All right. Friday night starts the World Series, and it's interesting looking at some of the Yankees. Because Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, never been in a World Series. I think we forget this because he was so young. Juan Soto's a World Series champion.
Yeah.
He was a great player at 20 years old for the Washington Nationals in 2019. In fact, I'll just give you his real quick World Series numbers in 2019. In the seven games against the Houston Astros, he hit .333 with a .438 on base percentage, a 1.178 OPS with three home runs, seven RBIs, six runs scored, two doubles in the World Series. He was a stud at 20 years old on the biggest stage. My main topic here is Aaron Judge. Never been in the World Series. I can't tell you what he's going to do in this series, but I think the Yankees are probably looking at it going, if we're going to beat the Dodgers, they're not unbeatable.
Sure.
But if we're going to beat the Dodgers, they would probably think Aaron Judge has to be better. Because so far in these playoffs against the Kansas City Royals, he hit .154 with a .620 OPS in four games. These are small sample sizes. So,
but still what you get judged on.
This is what it is. In the ALCS, in the five games versus the Clevelands, he hit .167 with a .761 OPS. And you can say, if you're a Yankee fan, you'll know these numbers I'm about to present you. But if you're not, you can say, hey, it's just nine games. Yes, he has not had a good place. It's only nine games. Now, here's the deal about Aaron Judge. I've given you these numbers, so I'm not going to make you guess because you have the numbers. But I think people would be surprised. He was a rookie in 2017. He already has 239 plate appearances in the playoffs. These are not numbers that can change a lot in a seven-game series.
And I'm guessing they're not particularly impressive.
They're not. He has 79 strikeouts, 32 walks. So if somebody's like, well, they probably aren't pitching to him. Well, they kind of are in 239 plate appearances. He's only walked 32 times, which is still decent. Don't get me wrong, but 79 Ks to 32 walks, striking out way more than walking. In those years of 202 at bats, he has a .203 batting average in the playoffs. .203. He has, in those at bats, he does have 15 home runs, which is solid.
Yeah.
That is good, okay? He only has five other extra base hits. He has five doubles, no triples, 15 home runs. So the 15 home runs are good. That's
sure.
just one stat that you can look at and say, statistically speaking, in 53 games in the playoffs, he's played in 53 games, he has 15 home runs. That is good.
Go ahead.
But .203 batting average and a .761 OPS for his career in the playoffs is not.
The kind of joke has been, and I don't know if you think this is a fair comparison, that Judge and Stanton flip-flop in the playoffs. Because you have Judge who's like MVP, MVP. And then you get to the playoffs. And Stanton, I know last I saw you had like a 1.1 something OPS in
you
the
ready?
Playoffs.
Yeah, I have it pulled up.
Okay.
Now, he has a lot of at-bats. Giancarlo Stanton, 149 plate appearances, 130 at-bats.
Okay.
He is hitting .269 with a 1.019 OPS in the playoffs.
Ooh.
So he has 16 home runs in 36 games. Wow. Judge has 15 home runs in 53 games. He has 39 strikeouts to 16 walks. Kind of similar, but obviously less strikeouts than Aaron Judge. He's putting the ball in play a little bit more. He has five doubles, no triples. Giancarlo Stanton, early in his career, he could run. As his career's progressed with injuries and stuff, he is not fast anymore. But it is interesting when you look at what he did so far in the ALDS. Giancarlo Stanton batted 375 with a 1.132 OPS. In the ALCS, he hit 222 with a 1.222 OPS. He did win the MVP of the series. So he had four home runs in the series. So he has five home runs
right now in
these playoffs. So it is interesting. If you look at Aaron Judge, history would suggest he's never played in the World Series. We don't know how he's going to do. History would suggest he's going to be about a 200 hitter with a 760 OPS. That could change. It's a short amount of time. You can have a good five-game or horrible five- or six-game stretch in the playoffs. But Giancarlo Stanton, this is interesting. If you are the Dodgers, you have the MVP of the American League.
Yep.
I know it hasn't been official yet, but he will be.
Yes.
And then you have Giancarlo Stanton, who kind of was not a major factor in the regular season. Nice player, but not a major factor. You still have to respect Aaron Judge more than Giancarlo Stanton, don't you, if you're putting together the scouting report?
Oh, man, that is a good question.
Okay, I think I'm to the point now where, man, I could get crushed for this. I don't think I am. I hear what you're saying. You make all the sense in the world. I'm looking at what's happened in this postseason and past postseasons, and I'm like, that's what got the Yankees here, is people underestimating Stanton and overestimating Judge's ability to hurt them.
What's been interesting to me is Aaron Judge, one of the reasons that maybe you could pitch around him being nervous, well, I should say one of the reasons you have to pitch to him, I was about to contradict what I was thinking. You have Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton batting behind him.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, if we walk Aaron Judge, if we just pitch around him, we're facing, I will suggest, the best hitter on the New York Yankees, Juan Soto. And then behind him is a much better playoff hitter than Aaron Judge. When you get to Giancarlo Stanton, I couldn't understand this from Cleveland's perspective. The lineup drops off after Stanton, not to like it's bad, but there's Juan Soto and Aaron Judge aren't batting behind Stanton. And in fact, at one point, didn't they move Jazz Chisholm? I'm pretty sure they did. It was because of a matchup situation. They put Jazz Chisholm batting fourth and Giancarlo Stanton batting fifth for a game because they liked probably numbers that suggested something. So I look at it and go, your next batter to face most likely is Jazz Chisholm. And then, you know, you think of the Anthony Volpes and the Rizzos, and you're like, look, they're not bad,
but they're not those two guys.
But so you can pitch around Stanton way more than you can pitch around Judge. So in a way, I have to tell my pitchers for the Dodgers, hey, unless we feel like we have a lefty-on-lefty matchup we really like, we're going to attack Judge with good pitches. We're not throwing it down the middle and seeing if he's really bad. I think that he will hit home runs if we decide to do that. But I look at it and go, wow, Aaron Judge, a lot of plate appearances in the playoffs, and he's a 203 hitter with an OPS that is not very high. So it doesn't mean you just throw him down the middle, but it means that for some reason, so far in his career, he has not handled this big pressure situation well. Giancarlo Stanton has.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to handle this very well. And for Juan Soto, just to give you a real quick update on him, he does have 168 plate appearances. He has a 278 batting average with a 906 OPS in his playoff career.
Can I have a question about that. I don't know how easy this is to quantify. I know the playoffs are the playoffs are the playoffs. The World Series is its own different thing. Like,
That's why we don't know. Aaron Judge hasn't done it yet.
Okay, because I'm wondering,
Giancarlo Stanton hasn't done it yet.
If there's a possibility that, like, this is who I've been in the playoffs, but in the World Series, just watch.
Yeah, and that would be interesting. I don't have it pulled up. I know that Barry Bonds only made it to one World Series, and he did great in it. But there were times where he would really struggle in the playoffs. So anyways, it's not so easy to say this is going to happen because this is the history of it. But when I look at the three main guys for the Yankees, if you wanted to put them in order of the best to the least, I would lean towards Juan Soto as the best.
I would
too.
And
then Giancarlo Stanton and then Aaron Judge. But for the year, you would go Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton. So it'll be interesting how the Dodgers attack the two, three, and four hitters for the New York Yankees and see how it goes there. Real quick, on the other side, I just have this pulled up because obviously this is the first time for Shohei to be in the playoffs. So there's not a lot of sample size. We've seen what he's done, what he has done this year. For Mookie Betts in the playoffs, 316 plate appearances. He's played in 69 playoff games. Nice. He has a 258 average with a 767 OPS. So not as good as you would think. Obviously, he's a two-time champ. He won in 2018, and he won in the COVID year with the Dodgers in 2020. In the World Series, his first time around, he hit 217 with a 699 OPS. He had one home run. He had one double in that. And then in 2020, where it was played here, COVID year, he hit 269 with an 898 OPS. He had two home runs and two doubles in that World Series. Nothing special there, but, you know, Mookie and Shohei, the thing we don't know is their third guy is usually Freddie Freeman, but we don't know with that ankle what he's capable of.